Kyle, KBND Radio News. Time is 12:05. Good afternoon to you. It is Wednesday, middle of the week, midday. I've got the host duties going on here. Kelly Blyer's in the news center. She's got the news.
Thanks so much, Dave. Another Facebook data center is coming to Prineville, and those involved with economic development say the timing is great. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
As the Central Oregon economy tries to recover from the recession, I think Prineville is in a much better position than it would have been without Facebook being here.
Kerr County is one of the hardest hit places in the state, so the new data center is welcome news. Company officials say they expect to break ground October 1st for the second data center. It continues the construction jobs and brings in about 10 more full-time positions. Economic Development Manager for Prineville and Kerr County, Jason Carr, says without Facebook, things would be even worse there.
The activity that it's created and is going to create over the next year to 18 months is, you know, certainly going to be a big, you know, benefit in helping the community recover it.
Carr says the tax incentive was a big carrot for Facebook. The company only has to pay taxes on the land for 15 years. The buildings and equipment are exempt under the incentive. He also says Facebook's presence could draw other similar companies here. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Facebook officials made the announcement about the second Facebook data center during last night's Prineville City Council meeting. The FBI has identified the 24-year-old Warm Springs man shot and killed in a drive-by shooting yesterday on the reservation.
The FBI and Warm Springs Police Department have identified the victim in Tuesday's fatal shooting on the Warm Springs Reservation as 24-year-old Delmer S. Davis. Davis was a tribal member. At approximately 2:10 p.m. on Tuesday, Davis was sitting in a vehicle outside a home in the Greeley Heights area of Warm Springs. He was shot as he held his young son.
Beth Ann Steele with the FBI says luckily the son was not injured. Davis was taken to Mountain View Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. 23-year-old Ted Barney, also a tribal member, turned himself into Warm Springs authorities a couple hours later. Federal charges against him are pending. A drunk driving accident is believed to be responsible for knocking down a power pole and electrical lines and diverting traffic in Northeast Bend this morning. 26-year-old Michael Anderson of Bend apparently lost control of his car while driving on Highway 20 eastbound near Jim Smolich Motors just after midnight last night. Debris from the power pole damaged several cars in the parking lot, and live lines were strewn across Highway 20. Pacific Power spokesman Bob Gravely says they have been working through the night.
It affected some overhead lines that are on the pole. It took out power to about 33 people in the area. We've had crews working on it kind of through the early morning hours, and we hope that by about 8 a.m. this morning to have the power restored for those customers.
The highway was closed until 8:30 this morning. That's when it was reopened. Anderson was taken to St. Charles with non-life-threatening injuries. He is charged with DUII and criminal mischief. For more details on these stories, go to kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.